Let's take our Bibles to the Gospel of John. I told you a few weeks ago that the Lord had given me some subjects and some messages that may be familiar, or I may have decided I wasn't going to look at them initially. But the thoughts kind of clustered together, so I was going to look at some of these things. A few weeks ago, we looked at the perseverance of the saints. Those that are truly saved will endure to the end. After that, we looked at the difference between the righteous and the wicked. We have a desire to look at the fact that we believe the world is coming to an end, that Jesus Christ is coming again. So in this cluster, tonight we're going to look at the subject of resurrection and rewards. Resurrection and rewards. What do we believe as a church about the resurrection and about the rewards that await God's people? Nothing new, nothing that's not familiar, but things that are fresh in our face and before us in these remaining days that we're going to be here on the earth. Do you know what the Bible teaches about the resurrection? You might immediately say that's real familiar, that's unnecessary. Well, answer that question. What do you know? What do you believe about the resurrection? How many resurrections are there? Are there those who believe differently than us? When are these resurrections going to take place? So how familiar are we really tonight with these things? These are things we're looking into. And as we look into them, we're not getting hung up on terminology. But these things we're looking into give us our terminology. Give us our statements of faith and belief. So it's important that we understand what we believe on these things and really believe them and understand them and not just use the terminology of the faith. We believe that Christ rose bodily from the grave. Christ rose bodily from the grave. Well, doesn't everybody believe that? No, everybody doesn't believe that. There is an increased number of people who actually don't believe he arose again bodily, but believe it was just a spiritual matter, a spiritual resurrection. But we believe the Bible to teach that Christ rose bodily from the grave. And in John chapter 20, verse 1 through 10, then jumping over to verse 19 and 20, we read these words. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Here we have the record of them coming to the tomb where Jesus Christ had been buried, where his body had been wrapped and the linen cloths around his head had all been put into place. And they came to the sepulcher and they found the body was gone. They found that Jesus Christ was gone, but the burial garments were still there. The linens were still there, and they were separate, obviously, not containing the body anymore. And we read about Mary running to Peter and the other disciple, which would have been John. And her rationale is they have taken away the Lord. His body's gone. Peter and John went running in or towards the tomb, and John looked through. Peter ran in and entered. And they found Jesus Christ's body missing, gone. Over in chapter 20, verse number 19 now, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Now connect this thought from verse 1 through 10. On that same day, the evening has come, and the disciples are assembled for fear of the Jews, and there comes Jesus. And they saw him. He came bodily. Miraculously, he appeared in the room where they were, and he spoke unto them. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed unto them his body. Evidences of his crucifixion. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Christ is risen. Christ is risen bodily, not spiritually. Christ's body was not stolen away and concealed and hidden, but he was raised to life. He raised himself, I believe, as the God of the universe would have been able to. And he rose bodily. We believe in that bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and at last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due season. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. So Paul declares the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he gives us a list of the many witnesses to the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. He speaks about over 500 who had seen the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and declares that most of those were still alive at the time he wrote to the Corinthians. And we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. He showed himself to many. He made it obvious that he was alive from the dead, that he had been raised bodily. So we believe Christ arose bodily from the grave. We believe that his resurrection forecast a like bodily resurrection for all men. We believe Christ was raised bodily, and in his resurrection he forecast, or he told forth about the resurrection of all men. All men are going to be raised one day. Not all at the same time. That's a general resurrection. We don't believe in a general resurrection. But rather, saved or lost, Christ, by his resurrection, forecasts a like bodily resurrection for all men. Everyone is going to be raised. The saved are going to be raised to go and to be with the Lord. The lost are going to be raised to go into everlasting judgment and experience the wrath of God. In 1 Corinthians 15 again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we'll move over a few verses from our previous reading, pick up with verse number 12, And if you would read down to verse 23. Now if Christ be raised, that he rose from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? He's just asking a question. If we preach and others preach, if the resurrection of Christ is preached, how come some of you say there is no resurrection? He's going to deal with the subject. He's going to deal with how that he was raised. And he will state plainly in this passage of Scripture that by his resurrection, he forecast or foretold the resurrection of all men at some time. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If Christ be not raised, then nobody's going to be raised. If Christ be not raised, then there is no resurrection. If Christ be not raised, then we're still in our sins. And we have no hope when we die of anything happening. Verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. What good does hope have if it's just for today, just for this life? We don't need hope really for now. We need hope for beyond now. We need hope for the future. We need hope for eternity. We need hope for beyond the grave. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives hope that there is indeed something awaiting us after death. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Look at this 23rd verse. But every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, the first raised, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming, then they are going to be raised. And as we search the scriptures, after that, the lost have their resurrection. So Christ arose bodily from the grave, and by his resurrection, he forecast or foreshown us that all men will have a resurrection of some type. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 through 18 covers that subject as well. Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Read verse 16 with me. Christ arose bodily from the grave. We've got to be particular here. We believe Jesus Christ was crucified. He died. He wasn't sick. He wasn't swooning. He wasn't unconscious. He died. He was placed in the tomb. And we believe that he miraculously came to life, miraculously rose from the grave. And by his resurrection, forecast the resurrection of all people, all bodies, if you would. And now we find in Scripture that the dead in Christ are going to rise. The Bible makes it very specific, very particular. The Bible tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise when? The dead in Christ shall rise first. If there's a first, then there must be a second. If there's a resurrection of the saved, the dead in Christ is what is referring to the saved. If the dead in Christ be raised first, those that are dead in their trespasses and sins that are lost don't have a part in that first resurrection. There's another resurrection for them. And these are very specific particulars that we believe. We believe as a church, as the people of God. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord himself. Not only do we believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, but we believe in the bodily return of Jesus Christ in the air. This same Jesus whom you see going up, Acts said. We saw it a little while ago. We heard it this morning. This same Jesus who we saw going up is going to so come in like manner. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, those believers who have died and their bodies have been placed in the grave, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Very specific there. The dead in Christ shall rise first at the coming of Jesus Christ. Revelation 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and verse 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. He sees the exalted saints. He sees them upon these thrones. He sees them, if you would, in a heavenly perspective. And they lived and they were going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That's the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now connect what he says here in verse number 4 with what verse number 6 continues and says. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. First resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. He sees the saints, and they're raised, and they're going to be ruling and reigning with Christ during the millennial kingdom. And the same expression that we found in 1 Thessalonians is found here in Revelation 20, verse 6, the first resurrection. That's the resurrection of the saved. That's the resurrection of those that are dead in Christ. Verse 5 tells us that the dead, not in Christ, but the dead lost souls, shall be raised. But when will they be raised? They don't have a part in the first resurrection. They won't be raised at the coming of Jesus Christ. They won't be raised before the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. But those that are the dead lost, not the dead in Christ, but the dead unsaved, shall be raised after the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Verse number 5. But the rest of the dead live not again. The rest of the dead were not raised until the 1,000 years were finished. He says, I'm speaking about the first resurrection. The first resurrection is when the dead in Christ are raised, that are called up. Graves are opened and they're caught up to be with the Lord forever. That's the first resurrection. But the rest of the dead that don't have a part in that will be raised later, after the millennial reign, after the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and the ushering in of more and more of what we would call eternity. Now jump over to verse 11. Verse 11 follows the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Those 1,000 years of the millennial reign are referenced a few times in the first half, if you would, or more of Revelation 20. And we see the 1,000 years being fulfilled, the 1,000 years expiring, Satan being loosed, Satan being destroyed, Satan being cast in the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented, verse 10 says, day and night, forever and ever. Once you go there, no one comes back out. Following the millennial reign, verse 11 picks up, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which are in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Resurrection and rewards. Christ arose bodily. We believe he arose bodily. He's coming again bodily. By his resurrection, he forecast the resurrection of all men. Eventually, the first resurrection is the resurrection of the saved at his coming. There's some incidental raisings and some incidental references to what we would call gleanings in the resurrection. But the first resurrection principally takes place when Christ comes and takes his people home to be with him. That's the first resurrection. They'll dead in Christ are raised at his coming, and the dead lost shall be raised after the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. So we don't believe in a general resurrection. I say that and emphasize it because many believe that. They believe that there's just one resurrection and is everybody going to be raised at the same time. We don't believe in a general resurrection. We believe that there are two resurrections laid forth in Scripture, laid forth and carried out in varying degrees. We believe in the coming of Jesus Christ, that God's people are going to be raised at the rapture, and we will be a part of the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. We'll pick this subject up next week and look at the subject of rewards as we consider resurrection and rewards. Let's have a verse of song.